Welcome back to Ark Midnight, everybody. The fifth elements. The first four elements are Caravan to Midnight shows, which can be found at caravantomidnight.com. I invite you to join us. YouTube has changed its terms and conditions. If you're not profitable, you go away. If they say something you probably shouldn't have, according to them, well, they'll just pull your channel down. But that's not how we roll. We have our own platform. And we have a members access service. Just to give you an idea of the kind of people we talked to. Just this last week, TJ Morris, they call him Bear. He's a very, very serious prepper man. And he knows what he's doing. What do you really need to be prepared for? What are you preparing for? What do you anticipate will happen? Well, that is the question, isn't it? And TJ Morris, alias the Bear, was there to help us out with that. It was followed by the one and only Katie Hopkins, British reporter. So posh, so bright. And she goes after whomever she deems deserves it because she's so posh and so bright. She doesn't give a care. And then Dr. Frank Gregory Ford wrote the book Midnight in Samara, came on with Cody Snodgrass. And then Wayne Jett came on. And if you know Wayne Jett's work, it's astounding. What a historian. And then the inimitable John Whitehead came on. He writes for Rutherford.org, just a backside kicking attorney and a brilliant man. And I'll tell you what, it's $60 for a year. There are 1,224 programs in archive right now. $60 for the year. And I'll guarantee you, if you spent that $60 just on last week's programs, you would say, oh my gosh, I've got to have more. And you really do. There's nothing like it. If there was anything else like it, I wouldn't be doing it because somebody else would be doing it. But we're doing this, Caravan to Midnight. Check it out, caravantomidnight.com. Now, I have made a little space during this break. And Marissa, I want to ask you something. What is the most... Now, this is a real short one, but I want to squeeze everything out of our hour as I possibly can. So... How did it get around that you could sometimes divine things that other investigators simply could not? How did they contact you, and what was your most stunning case? So number one, how did they know about you to begin with?
Yeah, well, that was also interesting. As I say, nothing is a coincidence. I had a friend at the time, a temporary friend. I mean, we sometimes do that. We meet people, have them friends for a while, and then they kind of go our way. And this was one of those people. He was driving a van picking up people that were disabled in White Plains, and he had to go in the road the wrong way. It was a one-way road. He had to go in the wrong way to go pick up this disabled person. He couldn't get around it for some reason. And he got a ticket for it. And I said, well, that's bizarre. And it irritated me to no end. Something was telling me, you've got to go fight this. Again, you know, that strange little piece of information. It's not a voice. It's information that's just repeating, you've got to go fight this. So I said, I told him I'm going to go fight it. I went to the police department and went to the traffic department. At that time, it was head of it was chief head traffic was Captain Peter Viviano. And I stood outside his office. I heard he was on the phone, and I kind of peeked in. He saw me. And I said, you know, I'll wait out here. You know, I motioned. And he said, yeah, just wait out there. And he stopped talking. You know, what I heard a couple things responding to tonight, you know, would be a good time, something like that. And then he stopped talking. And the other person was just talking and talking and talking. So he ended the call, invited me in, and I sat down and said, oh, I like Julie very much. He looked at me and said, what? I said, I like her. She's an attorney, yes? I said, that's suitable for you to date. And he looked at me and said, wait a minute. I didn't say a word. You couldn't have heard any of that because I wasn't saying any of that. So I said, well, I hear her name is Julie, and she's an attorney, and you probably will date, if that's the question. And he looked at me and said, okay, who are you? I introduced myself and said, I'm actually here to help fight a ticket for a friend of mine who runs a disabled vehicle and he picks up disabled people. And I said, I think that was unfair, with what happened. He explained to the officer, and he still gave him a ticket. Well, he got off with the ticket. He got rid of the ticket for me. And he said, so who are you, and how did you do that? And I explained. And he said, I think I can use you. And I said, I think later on you can. And that was how we ended it.
All right, that's my Jason Statham adventure music written by Mr. Ghost, who happens to be my son. This is Dark Midnight. We're going to come right back and rock and roll it for the rest of the hour with Marissa Anderson.
History was made on today's date. Stay tuned for an American Minute with Bill Federer.
My country, tis of thee, sweet land of liberty. This patriotic hymn was written by Samuel Francis Smith, who died this day, November 16, 1895. A classmate at Harvard with the poet Oliver Wendell Holmes, he became a Baptist minister and a professor. While in seminary, Samuel heard the national anthems for England, Sweden, and Russia. He sat down and within a half an hour wrote, My Country, Tis of Thee. The fourth verse reads, Our Father's God, to Thee, Author of Liberty, to Thee we sing. Long may our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us by Thy might, great God, our King.
This has been an American Minute with Bill Federer. For a free transcript, call American Minute at 1-888-USA-WORD.
I'm Andy Solomon. As our everyday lives are becoming more and more mobile, many small business owners want to operate in the same way, so they aren't required to be behind a desk. Lauren Myrick, head of Square Payroll.
Smartphones are an incredibly powerful tool as any entrepreneur looks to start, run, and grow their business. For example, companies like Square and Weebly enable business owners to build their website, market to customers, and process payments from anywhere. So really, people have sort of an end-to-end business management solution all on their cell phone.
When selecting apps that are right for your business, Myrick recommends focusing on solutions that can deliver on two things, automation and communication.
Think about using apps that let you put administrative tasks on autopilot, especially those that are more complex, like automatic payroll, to make sure that you never miss payday for your employees. And then the other thing to think about is with business apps, you're using them every single day, so it's important to find ones that are designed really well so that it's a great experience and enjoyable and not something that you find frustrating.
For more information, visit square.com or search for Square Payroll online or in the app stores.
Bring me back. Ooh, yeah. Now there's some little guitar for him. It's really good. I'm looking at this website. Type carefully. M-A-R-I-S-A. Marissa Anderson. Perhaps it is Marissa Anderson.com. Intuitive consultant. So Marissa, listen, you know why everybody in talk radio talks at a speed about like this? I'll tell you why, because there are commercials there, and we don't have that on Caravan at Midnight, but we do have them on terrestrial radio. So, short and sweet, babe, all the way to the end of the hour, okay? I want to know all about you. I want to turn everybody on. I want to drive them to your website. I want to drive them crazy, okay?
I get it, and I was getting it during the commercial. I've got to speed this up and shorten this. Believe me, I was getting what you were thinking.
Oh, so I'm loving it. I just know that as soon as we get to something, the music's going to come up. We got to stop again.
I know. So I've got to shorten it. The end of that story is Pete Viviano went from traffic to homicide. So he had six cases, and I worked those cases for him.
Wait a minute. How did he go that fast from traffic to homicide? You helped him get there, I'm thinking.
You know what? No, that was all his doing. It was a couple years after that I didn't see him. And he just picked up the phone and called me. And he ran two cases over the phone. I knew the name of the perpetrator. I knew the name of the victim. And I started telling him what took place. And he said, wow, can you go on location? Yeah, I did. And went on location and got more. But the victim was found on a hillside in White Plains. Then he was picked up by the Bronx River hiking. He was picked up by a guy. The guy decided to kill him. And when I went to the scene, I knew there was a book bag there. There was a book next to it. There was a jacket, a leather jacket. Then I looked further and I saw a car with a license plate on it. It was a red car. I saw the plate. I read the plate from where I was seeing. This was seasons before. And six detectives the size of elm trees were writing all this down. And then I said, you open up the trunk. There's nothing but books all the way to the top. Well, later they found the car. They put it in impound. They showed me the license plate. They showed me the trunk full of books. And they said, what else can you get? I sat in the car and got where he went to, what state, that they would cross the Mississippi Bridge to go get this guy at a stable, a hotel in front of a stable, the room number on it, and that he would be visiting his girlfriend every day. And they would find through the girlfriend, they would find him at the stable, the motel by a stable. And I got the room number, route number. I don't remember what the route number is. I think it was like 116 in Arkansas. They would cross the Mississippi Bridge, go to Arkansas, and they would find him at that motel, and they got him. He was actually serial. They gave me, it's called psychometry. They gave me objects, underwear to hold. And the one I was holding, he left the gal for dead, but she wasn't. She was the only one who lived. She survived. But I remember going back to the property when they got him, prosecuted him. Michael, the victim, was no longer on the hillside. Mm-hmm. All the evidence that I had seen and heard, he was at peace. He was gone. He wasn't there, physically there anymore. So I'll go kind of in reverse on this and say that Viviano took a few years in between traffic, and then I got to know him on those cases. And one of the rookies was on the scene. He went into the back of the car when we left, and I said, now that it's snowing, I had said, we have to leave by 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And this was a month before, and he said, why? I said, because the weather will move in, and I won't want to be standing out there in the snow. Well, a month later, they booked me on the location, and everybody was looking at their watch at 4 p.m., and snowflakes started. And I'm thinking, I'm taking too long, like I'm doing right now. I'm taking Wow. too long talking and giving the evidence. And they said, you're 1 minute off. And I said, 1 minute off of the snow, of the blizzard. There was a blizzard that wasn't predicted, and it came in that quickly. So we got in the car, and I said, now I'm ready for my coffee. If you want to go and get a coffee, because I was asked if I wanted one. I said, now I'm called. I'll go get a coffee. And I looked at the rookie sitting in the back by himself. He was white as a sheet. And I looked at Peter and said, is he okay? And he said, no, Marissa, you've just blown his whole foundation of his very life existence. Everything he counted on and believed in was gone. Yeah.
Can I ask you something? May I ask you something that's rather dark? And you may go, oh, my God, I can't believe he asked me this question. And you may say, well, no, absolutely no. I don't know anything about this. But do you have a sense? This is about children. And this is about a couple of states that are permitting these children to be born, and then they're made comfortable for 24 hours, during which time a decision will be made whether or not to, well, execute the child. Yeah. Now, my question is, are you picking up anything to the effect that these children are not being executed at all? They're being trafficked. That's the plan.
Yeah. And it's happening globally. It's global, and that's what this administration has been going after. Melania wouldn't set foot into the White House for a month. You know why? Because they had to bless it. They had to bless
it. They had to do
what? They had to bless the building. She wouldn't come into the building because of the satanic rituals going on there. She wouldn't come. That's why they were all making fun of her. She wouldn't leave New York. She wasn't about to come until she knew that that frequency was out of there. She understands that. Who she is, I won't disclose, but she understands all of that, what we're talking about tonight.
And we've got to talk offline, definitely, you know it.
I'm sorry?
You and I have to talk offline, so to speak, about some things.
I want to, you're picking up what I want to tell you, and you're already starting on that. That nightlight, by the way, would close and open during the whole night. So I had this telekinesis going on at night in my room. I would open up my eyes and that bulb would be shining bright with the sphere, you know, the little cover off of it. It had twisted itself by itself. And this would be all night. I would do this for months. I finally gave up on it.
No kidding.
Yeah, I would wake up to this bright light and I would spin it to where it was closed, where I could only see the little stars, the die cut stars, you know, that how it was made. Because that was what was comfortable for me. With all this stuff going on, and this thing would just go on its own. And for a while, I actually thought it was somebody doing it until I realized it was me doing it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but this is excelling. This is accelerating. I know before we run out of time, our density level is changing. Density meaning space-time. And a lot of things have caused it to happen. And our time is actually, people, you know, they're not delusional. They're noticing that time, 6 months flies by and everybody thinks it's a month. Well, there's a slippage of time-space going on because of many of the stupid things that the military did from 1980. I worked with Michael Blatt, who was in the shadows as a scientist. He actually did surgical techniques for the Kennedys. But they were worried about a lineup of the planets, and I kept telling them there's nothing that's going to happen. They were worried about the gravitational pull, because one would be the sun on one end and Pluto on the other, and we would be in the center, and they were freaking out that we'd have north-south poles flipping. And I said, not yet. Not over 1980, we won't. It'll be fine. And I said, later, which is now. Okay, we've got north. Believe me, you may be seeing it in the runways. They're actually realigning the, you know, the runways.
Yep.
The paint
yep.
on the
again, I've got a friend who flies left seat. He's captain on one of the big airlines, and he said I was talking to him about it like 2 weeks ago, and he said, "Oh no, we have to adjust that continuously."
Yeah, because our North Pole is somewhere over the Russia now, mid Russia.
Yeah, it's headed towards Siberia.
We've actually shifted even the coastline. The distance between East Coast, West Coast has changed in mileage. Okay, it's changed. From what I remember sensing, it's shorter. It's shorter. So, So our continent is actually shrinking while everything is kind of shifting around. So, which is the Schumann resonance. People, you can look this up. Look up Schumann resonance today. Schumann, S-C-H-U-M-A-N-N, resonance today. And there's a link in there. I forget what it is. It's something, I forget what it is, but you'll see the link in there. Click on that, and you'll see in layman's terms how it's expressed in plain English for everybody to read. It reads the UTC, Universal Time code is, you know, for New York, it's like 5-6 hours difference now. It's we're, in other words, the code is universe. UTC is ahead of us. So yep. New York time would be behind like 5 or 6 hours now. I think it's
this is what I'm thinking. Now, somebody out there, there's some bright person. Maybe you can do it. You're bright. If you look at a tire roll down the road on a car, you look over there, and there's a tire, and there's the wheel, and there's a hubcap, and then if you take the hubcap off, there's a little hub inside. They're all going the same place. So if Einstein's theory that speed and distance are one and the same, there can't be one without the other. Otherwise, there's what is speeding, and what distance is being covered? Okay. As this tire and wheel and hubcap unit are all going to the same place and will arrive at the same time, still, the tire is rotating slower than the metal wheel, which is rotating slower than the hub. I believe that the planet is expanding. If the planet were actually expanding, but somehow the speed remained the same relative to the expansion of the planet, that would cause time to seem shorter to us, would it not?
Yeah, well, it's also, I mean, a lot of things have to do with that example that you gave. It would be the point of gravity, the center point of gravity, which would be the bottom that's hitting the ground, and also the center part. But you have also the length and distance from the center to the end, which would be, you know, part of the diameter, which would be the radius. So you have the radius going slower than the part in the center. It's like going around a turn. You know, if you're the widest part of the turn, you're going to go slower than you are toward the center point away from the outer.
That's right.
The
inside lane, you always pass the person on the outside lane, even though you're both doing the same speed on your speedometers. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got you.
Same thing with the point horizon in space and time. The point horizon, everything is spinning around the singularity and spinning slower, so that the more you get toward the center point, the radial point, the radius, midway, you're going to start spinning faster and go into the dark hole or the black hole in this particular case.
So I take it you're not getting the same mileage out of an hour that you used to either.
No, definitely not. No. So, but everybody is going to have this accelerated frequency. They have no choice because the planet is doing it, but it's not just coming off the planet, John. It's coming from everywhere, from space and time, from our leakage, which is causing dimensional shifting. It's causing the Mandela effect. Yeah, I'm trying to speed up our time. And we're having a lot of weird stuff. There is zoology, there's flora and fauna that never existed, and evolutionary time states that that's just not possible within like 2 decades of time for this stuff to just be there when nobody noticed it before. You know, we've got pigs with fur, colorful pigs, rainbow-colored pigs, rainbow-colored waterfalls, rainbow-colored landscapes. I mean, like really strange stuff. Cats with wings, wings that are not just flaps. Wikipedia says that these cats with wings just have flaps, you know, like fur flaps or fat within the flap. These flaps are actually flapping at will. The cat can actually move these parts and their wings. And get this, my theory is that Mandela loves manifestation, manifesting what we've been dreaming and thinking about over and over. Again, that goes back to our frequency. As our frequency accelerates, we'll be able to manifest.
And by so Mandela effect, you mean people believe things that really didn't happen?
It's more than that. Mandela died twice as far as people's memory is concerned. People have two distinct memories. It's a matter of when you were born, what you lived through, and what you recall. Because, again, when time and space is shifting, there's going to be no evidence written anywhere of Mandela's first death, which I witnessed on TV.
Understood.
And I remember his wife freaking out that she was going to write a book and then she was going to do a lawsuit. But I remember the long funeral going on over it, and people were pissed that he was sick in jail and they didn't help him, his health.
Yeah.
Then all
longer
of a sudden,
than McCain's.
He was alive again. Yeah. Then he was alive again, and he was voted in as whatever he was voted in for.
Yeah.
I mean, that
break.
Just doesn't happen. Yeah.
I'm sorry, but we got a break. Got to. All right, Marissa Anderson is with us, and this is The Arc. Then we'll be back. If you're not riding with the Caravan to Midnight, here are some of the guests you've missed with names you may know. George and Simona Papadopoulos, Roger Stone, Jerome Corsi, Katie Hopkins, Cheryl Atkison, John McAfee, Vladimir Bukovsky, filmmakers Tiffany Fitzsimmons and John Paul Rice, Alan Keyes, Diana West, Mary Fanning and Alan Jones, The Last Vikings, Ralph and Bob Brown, Robert Spencer of Jihad Watch, John Guandolo of Understanding the Threat, William Binney, Ray McGovern, Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer. I said you missed these, but not really, because over 1,200 programs are archived for your access right now, and their stories won't be scrubbed from the net. Do yourself and those around you a large favor. Join Caravan to Midnight at caravantomidnight.com, and let's make ready for what's to come. This is a story about a bonsai tree and water. The tree was 14 years old when I got it in 2014. It was lush and green. It even had a sprout come up from its trunk, and Queen Bee put it in water, and it was growing in its own matrix. But then the trees began to look bad. The big bonsai appeared to be dying, and the little one was taking strain. You could see this. What could be the reason for this? The water. The Big Berkey has 4 big black filters in the upper tank and 4 white ones on the bottom. The water test meter showed over 100. That's not good. The white ones hadn't been changed. The top ones had, but not the bottom ones that take out the fluoride, chlorine, and glyphosate. Oops. We changed the white filters. The little tree sprang back to life, but the big tree didn't make it. This is the power of Berkey. You and your pets are taking strain, even if you're not feeling it yet. Get smart, get Berkey, and change your filters. Berkey, ctmstore.com.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-770-770. 805-3030. That's 800-705-3030. 800-705-3030 or go to selectquote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
This is Hugh Hewitt for townhall.com. As the Democrats in the House continue their hyper-partisan efforts to impeach the president, those of us in media who have defended the president need to stay far away from exaggeration during this process. Some of the, quote, deep state hyperbole we see distracts from the need to drive home the most important point. Adam Schiff is denying the president and his colleagues in the minority due process. Senate Republicans should refuse any article of impeachment birthed by this deeply broken, quote, process. But neither the president nor the country is helped out by hyperbole on their side. Our rhetorical effort should be focused on the fact that Trump did not commit an impeachable offense. In fact, he committed no offense at all. No quid pro quo, no extortion, no bribery. Opportunities are lost every day when the president's defenders overreach into conspiracy theory, refuse to wait upon the facts about wrongdoings by government officials in 2016, indeed, if there are any at all. Stick with the facts. They are with the president.
Publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
Talk about a miracle out of nowhere. The presidency of Donald John Trump was the miracle out of nowhere. And, you know, I don't consider myself to be a moron, but I don't consider myself to be, above Einstein level either. But all of these charges against all of these people, including Mr. Stone, has it occurred to anyone yet that now that the Russian collusion nonsense story has been shown to be just that, a bunch of connected people. Mr. Beck, I'm trying very hard. These people concocted this huge, ridiculous story. And now all these people are in trouble. Doing time. Julian Assange. Some reports say he's clinging to life. Here, come on back in, Marissa. Look, folks, if the thing was a hoax and it was perpetrated by operators in the government, then guess what? All of these charges are moot. Where is Sidney Powell? Get me Sidney Powell. Just watch and see what happens. You ain't seen nothing yet. And be ready. Adopt the Wells Credo. Semper paratus. Always ready for whatever. Okay, sorry. I just had to rant for just a second, Marissa. It's just so stupid. I'm over it.
I don't blame you. No, I don't blame you. His sentencing that was your question on the previous person, who is a young, colorful, vibrant Candace Owens, by the way. It's interesting she sees her as a mentor. February 6th, I think, was sentencing. So, yeah. So until then, hopefully... he'll be forgiven, whatever, you know, the president will have to do this.
I hope that people don't just nod and go, yeah, they understand that this is a travesty and this is planet Earth and stuff happens. Like, folks, I'm telling you, don't have read all of this stuff about what happens when Nazis and hardcore communists take over.
and the millions of people being murdered and all that, don't think that's some kind of a joke. Don't get some cognitive dissonance now. Now is the time for cognitive dissonance. We don't have time for it. You got to stop this. You got to stop this now, and you got to back this president. What are these people so worried about? Well, you know what they're worried about. I bet you do too, Marissa.
Yeah, he can't do this alone. He needs, you know, backup systems. But poor General Flynn, they wouldn't, you know, reveal the information. He would have gone free if they would have allowed the information. These people, you have to get this. It's really simple. It's not complicated. They're pro-demon. They're pro-satanic rituals. They're basically anti-life, okay? We're pro-life. We love life. We love all things in life, animals included. I have rescues here in my house. I don't even want to talk about. I'm trying to make my mortgage in 2 weeks. But yeah, these people are anti all life on this planet. UN Agenda 21 personified, which is the UN, which is NATO, which is the IMF. They're all in it. All these systems are set to do us harm. Whether it's the medical system with vaccinations, your wife knows that well, or the technology that's setting us back in the Middle Ages with everything. Don't get me going on medicine is in the Middle Ages. Everything, we're set. It's like a setup to fail. We're a debtor society. FDR screwed us royally by kicking aside the Constitution, creating a USA LLC corporation where they create laws, codes, really codes and ordinances, not laws. We have constitutional law. We're supposed to in a republic, but they basically kicked that aside. We have no republic. It's a corporation. That's why they laugh at you if you talk about constitutional law in courts. They're administrative admiralty courts where there used to be. I don't know if they're existing now because I think Trump brought back the republic with his executive orders and everything he's doing. Again, he's a lone man fighting, okay, without too much help. So he needs every piece of help he can get. But the republic is now back, from what I was told, and there shouldn't be any gold-edged flags, which means maritime law. You know, that's martial law. So they were allowed to do pretty much anything to us. They didn't need homeland and everything else to take our privacy away, as I spoke about September 29th, 1999, predicting that mess that they caused over downtown New York City. This was, again, a setup. Plane parts were there that didn't belong to those planes, those jet planes. People were filming from a rooftop. So they filmed the planes coming in. So somebody had a setup knowing this was coming. I saw that film. Unfortunately, it was all in my computer. A lot of things disappear out of my computer because they can do all this. I have open lines, you know, haha, you know, there's no privacy anymore. Once they know someone like me is capable of what was submitted, and I was lied to that it was private funds, and how I found out it was not private military funds. Oh, Marissa, your check is late. And it's coming from Virginia. Well, who's in Virginia? Langley. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's how I found out I was lied to royally and set up. All this was documented, filmed, and when they do an experiment, any experiment, physics or medical, it has to be redone so that it's not an accident to show that what they found is exact. It's not a mistake. And I was one of three people chosen across the planet that Dr. Alex Emich, who died at, I think, 116, searched for all his life. He searched for three people that could be tested. One could do fire from sugar, from ice cream. Well, I don't know how that is found or useful for that matter. So he laughed about that when I said that. And the other gal, whatever it was that she could do, she couldn't do it when she was asked to do it. This other kid could do the fire from ice cream. Now, ice cream has a lot of sugar in it. We see in a microwave. If you cook something too much, it'll burn with the microwave hitting it. It'll burn. It'll actually burn. And that's the sugar that's burning. Okay. So he somehow knew that he could work on ice cream and make a flame on it, believe it or not. So, and he can do that pretty consistently. We were told that none of us would know where each other lived. And my feeling was that they were afraid we would combine our resources somehow. I do that anyway. P.S. Okay. Sometimes I'll take energy from certain towers, transformers on the planet, and create what Beverly Rubik, actually, she's on my website, marissaanderson.com, in the specialist tab, which has some documentation there that would blow people's socks off because you don't get documentation in black and white like that.
Yeah, you know, when you come back, I'm going to ask you about what you're seeing coming down the pike in the next, I don't know, between now and Election Day, just what you're picking up, what you're willing to tell us. And then in a few weeks, please come on to Caravan to Midnight. We can have a nice long chat. I want to just give a shout out to the SGT report. Sean has always been very cordial to Caravan to Midnight. He's got well over 100,000 subscribers. I don't know. A lot of them. Just one of his videos, the one I want you to see that's up there, the most current one. This is what they're hiding from you. About 126,000 views so far. So check it out, SGT Report. You'll like it. It's all about interdimensional activity. This is the Ark. Back in the day, censors were employed to keep images and storylines deemed perverse or immoral away from the public. Now, censors are used to restrict truthful information from reaching the ones who really need it. You. Some advertisers use a portion of their sales to fund organizations that are anti-constitution, anti-republic, and anti-Christian. When you watch CNN or MSNBC, for example, understand that if you buy the products advertised on those channels, you are helping those who would take your freedoms. In other words, your own money is being used against you. After 25 years in the mainstream media, I decided to leave it and form Caravan to Midnight, a membership service that will not be censored. The truth is what we want, no matter how hard that truth may prove to be. So join us at caravantomidnight.com and help us support you and the right to freedom of speech and of the press, or in this case, the media. Heads up, ArcWriters. Analysis by the Environmental Working Group of almost 50,000 public water systems revealed the water supply consumed by 170 million Americans contains radioactive elements. 27 states' water supplies exceed the EPA's legal limit. Olga Nydenko, senior science advisor at EWG, said, "Millions of Americans are drinking water with potentially harmful levels of radioactive elements, but the outdated federal standards mean many people don't know about the risk they face when they turn on the tap." The internet says, "In an area with elevated levels, find an alternative source of water, such as your nearest natural spring." You're right. Or filter it. Reverse osmosis is effective at removing most radioactive particles. Hang on. You can do better. Get a Berkey filter at ctmstore.com. I've used my Berkey for years, and I love it. Don't fool around with risky water. Go to ctmstore.com and get your Berkey freestanding water filter today. ctmstore.com.
The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now here's syndicated columnist Cal Thomas.
Since I was 18 years old and a copy boy at the NBC News Bureau in Washington, I wanted to be a journalist. I worked then with real reporters with newspaper or wire service backgrounds, watching them not only cover news, but dig out information of use to the public. I saw it not only as a profession, but a high calling. Today's so-called journalism is nothing like that. It plays off Twitter feeds, rumor, leaks, innuendo, unsubstantiated allegations, and even made-up stories that suit the political agenda of the media. It ought to be an embarrassment, but like so much in our culture, embarrassment has gone the way of the record player. Don't they realize they're contributing to their own demise? Look at the ratings. Look at newspaper subscriptions. They make excuses about the internet, but poll after poll shows a large majority of Americans no longer trust the media. That includes Hollywood, whose people regularly call for more gun control and then load up their pictures with multiple shootings. Media hypocrisy lives, but they don't seem to care. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home Advisor.
Now I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled.
Hallelujah, praise the Lord. No, it's actually on the SGT report, there are 569,000 subscribers, okay? I wanted to just clear that up real quick. And out of 124,634 views, 12,000 with a thumbs up, 259 with a thumbs down, so that'll tell you this is really quite something. It's an interview with Justin Fall, F-A-U-L-L, and he's a filmmaker. What do you think about the interdimensional effect of all this? We have disclosure now. Everybody's been on the edge of their seat waiting for UFO disclosure. Well, we have it. We have the film, the recordings, not film, but the recordings from those Tomcats or Hornets or whatever they were that were following that UFO. And then, so there's your disclosure. And the Navy representative said those tapes probably shouldn't have been released, but they were. And, and you know, the battle is not with flesh and blood, but in the spiritual realm, so... I guess what I'm trying to say is, what are you picking up from the other side of things? And, I mean, good grief, the Vatican, it was right there in print, the Vatican. That's the only one of about six that said the Vatican. Placed this statue of Moloch at the entry to the old Roman Colosseum. Okay. And then I saw a piece of tape. I'm almost done. I saw a piece of tape the other day, video recording, of this naked kid trying to get out of the upper floor window at what was supposed to be, an official British building. I'm not going to say it was Buckingham Palace, but I think it might have been. And people are like, we see a little naked kid. The next thing you see a dead body lying on the sidewalk and nobody's paying it any attention. So what's going on here? And what about this interdimensional influence? Let's just cut to the chase. It's happening right now. Let it rip.
Oh, it's been happening. The joke was that he created a space force. POTUS created a space force last year. We've had a space force since the 40s, John. You know, wait, come on. We have had interdimensional activity going back and forth. They're calling it masking. It's a form of cloaking the heavens above us. The sun happens to be a bright white LED color now, where it used to be, you and I remember, it was orange and yellow, and yellow color.
I have never used the expression LED, but you're exactly right. It's sickly white.
Yeah, it's an LED, is like a spotlight. And there have been, if you look at WSO on YouTube, I'm going to get him in trouble, but he actually has many pictures over time that people have sent in around the globe from observatories, a lot of these amateurs, because observatories have been closed off. They closed off seven of them last year because of everything happening up there that they couldn't prevent. POTUS has been trying to clean the planet. The wall is a project wall, okay? The administration is under the name of Project Wall. It's not just between U.S. and Mexico. It's the globe to prevent the bad guys from coming down here. And those bad guys have AI like you wouldn't believe. And those frequencies were actually set up on satellites to blast the planet with negative frequencies that you notice people are going nuts, right?
Yes, they are.
The crazy people are going crazier, and the really good, compassionate people are becoming more compassionate and empathic. So both are going sideways, you know, in extremes because of these frequencies. Luckily, I think it was 9 satellites that were actually destroyed. that were a surveillance because he needed to have troops coming and going and not watched by the deep state, frequency generating where people would literally be MK-Ultra'd with these frequency. That's the AI stuff coming from off-planet beings. And these off-planet beings, I don't even want to describe them, but they look like, well, every species on this planet came from non-terrestrial places, every species, including humans. All the different shapes, sizes, and colors have all been non-terrestrial that have come here. And basically, this has been like a test planet, okay? What is that place off Montauk, the Montauk nightmare that they were experimenting and doing everything off of? What's it called?
Yes. Well,
this is like the planet was treated this way. So they created humanoids numerous times. And every time they've been dug up, the Smithsonian takes them, the Vatican takes them, and they bury them in their subterranean cellars so that nobody ever sees them, from giants like 15, 20 feet high to tiny, little tiny, you know, gnome-like people. These are all been all these species all over this planet. They've repressed our history. Not only have they lied to us about what they have and technologies of every kind, but they've suppressed and oppressed us by not knowing who we are and what we are. And there's a point in that because we're too powerful beings. And if we know that we are, if we know where we come from, and we know what we're capable of, I continued to find out with every test I was asked to do what I was capable of. And I seem to have been capable of all of them, including creating a gravity wave, which Beverly Rubik actually can attest to, PhD. She's actually somewhere in Manhattan this weekend. But she's out in California, and she actually wrote up a thing on my specialist tab on my site of everything that she saw me do, including creating a gravitational wave that suddenly appeared off the planet. Nobody knew where it came from, and then it just disappeared after it pushed away an asteroid that was coming at us a couple years ago.
Yeah, I heard a little rumbling about that. I also thought it was interesting, those two earthquakes, that normally you get a lot more surface damage when you get a 7.1, but it looks like both of them landed right on, so to speak, China Lake Naval Air Weapons Center out in the middle of nowhere. California.
Yeah, well, they have weapons to do that. They have the DEW weapons that created the paradise, molten metal of cars and cremated people and animals trying to get away from paradise. Paradise had an underground bunker down there for off being.
I'm sorry I keep interrupting you, my dear. I'm really. When you come on Caravan, we'll be able to see each other on camera. We'll be able to, you know, read each other a little better than just kind of. Because you and I have similar energy levels, but really what I wanted to do, or just your last comment for the evening to be, and I'm not trying to get you to say this, because I think you already have, the interdimensional component in our reality now is undeniable. So what should we do about this by way of coping with it as it becomes more obvious that it is real and not just some ridiculous theory?
You're reading my thoughts, because people are feeling the symptoms. The Schumann resonance today, which is not updated from yesterday yet, but somewhere at around 1 o'clock, it was 6 UTC time, if my math is right, they showed a resonance of 40 hertz HZ. And normal pulse off the planet, which is what the resonance is, it was called a heartbeat pulse of electromagnetics. We have torsion fields around the planet that help create this. Also, we have beings on the center portion of the planet and a sun there. We have life going on in the center of our planet. But 7.83 was the normal hertz resonance. It's gone up to 40 yesterday. November 2nd, it was 100. Of course, people are feeling it. Animals are feeling it. I'm seeing them going nuts here on my property. I have deer here. I have fox here. I have all sorts of things. And I'm in the middle of the town. You know, I've got a main route in front of me. And they come here. They know it's safe. I have a perimeter, energy perimeter that I put around the property where nothing goes out in the street and gets run over. The previous owner 15 years ago told me every season they'd have deer dying. And they listen to that perimeter I've put on, and they don't go in the road. They're listening to this resonance, okay? People are having headaches. dizzy signals, pins and needles, hands and feet. They're going into the hospital. A friend of mine called me after 2 weeks of testing in the hospital, and I told her, are you kidding me? And you didn't call me to tell me you were experiencing this. So I told her all the symptoms. She gave me a couple more, and I said, that's all the resonance. That's what the resonance is creating in you. It made her heart palpitate. It gave her an arrhythmia. She got in the car. She felt it happening. She felt dizzy. She said she also felt this, and I didn't tell her this. She said, Marissa, I felt like my soul was lifting out of my body. I can't explain it any differently. Like I was dying.
What time zone are you in?
I'm in New York.
You're in New York. So can you take a call in about 10 minutes? Can you take a call on this number in about 10 minutes? I want to run something past you. And look, thanks for coming on the program. I'm sorry I talked all over you, but it's just the nature of radio. We all do it to each other.
It's a show.
All right.
By the way, I have your scalar pendant on, and I bought the Slim Berkey portable bottle. I bought those, and I bought Magdalene Rose's book. I bought a bunch of things.
Well, thank you. God bless you. If you don't have any faith, you better get some.
You are not alone.
It won't hurt you. Just remember.
You are not alone.
From the Bridge of the Ark, God bless and good night.
Heads up, Ark Riders. Analysis by the Environmental Working Group of almost 50,000 public water systems revealed the water supply consumed by 170 million Americans contains radioactive elements. 27 states' water supplies exceed the EPA's legal limit. Olga Nydenko, senior science advisor at EWG, said, millions of Americans are drinking water with potentially harmful levels of radioactive elements, but the outdated federal standards mean many people don't know about the risk they face when they turn on the tap. The Internet says, in an area with elevated levels, find an alternative source of water, such as your nearest natural spring. You're right. Or filter it. Reverse osmosis is effective at removing most radioactive particles. Hang on. You can do better. Get a Berkey filter at ctmstore.com. I've used my Berkey for years, and I love it. Don't fool around with risky water. Go to ctmstore.com and get your Berkey freestanding water filter today. ctmstore.com.
I'm Lou Dobbs. The Dow Jones Industrials break above 28,000 for the first time in history. And Phoenix Sky Harbor named the best airport in America. Those stories next.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction. Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
NSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, bond availability, national dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor. For more information, limits may apply. Visit mvvans.com.
A record day on Wall Street as the Dow closed above 28,000 for the first time in history. Healthcare and technology shares surged. Restoration Hardware up 6% and Occidental Petroleum up 3% after Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway picked up shares in both companies. At the close, the Dow had gained 223 points, sitting at a new all-time record high. The Nasdaq up 62 points, the S&P up 24. The Trump administration today issued rules compelling hospitals and insurers to provide upfront information to consumers on what their care will cost. That begins in January. Sky Harbor Airport in Phoenix ranked the best airport in America in the Wall Street Journal annual rankings. Phoenix scored best out of 20 airports, the shortest screening times, and the fastest Wi-Fi. The Journal's three worst airports, New York's JFK and LaGuardia, and Newark International. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 7 o'clock and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.